love this.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Tempcast Halloween Special. I am your host, Alan Dye. And I am joined by Eric Zombie.
I am here to be on podcast. Download Raid Shadow Legends.
And also, Steven the Pedophile.
Hey, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever Tempcast Halloween special. I'm so hyped up. We've got... Is everything all right, Eric?
I do like the idea of a pedophile being a spooky Halloween character. Like a zombie.
Like, what's scarier than that?
Not much. You're right.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
So we've got a lot of topics to talk about this week, so I'm just not going to even like bother with creating an intro, really. Okay, so McCree. Remember McCree from Overwatch? Yeah, he's been renamed. So I read this on Twitter. So McCree from Overwatch has been renamed to Alec Baldwin. That's... Wait a minute. Who wrote this? You think this is funny? Who wrote this?
That was a good joke. That was pretty good.
That's not a funny joke. This is not like... You know what? We should have come more prepared to this episode. Speaking of being more prepared, we fucked up yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, last week, because we were talking about a Sega Saturn emulator found on the Switch. Guess where this was found? On GBA Temp, it turns out. But we, at the time, did not know that. Why? Because we, I guess you could say, are very credible and professional, technically speaking. Yeah, and so the way these things work is that about 30 minutes before recording, we write up a topic list, and just, you know, from the popular headlines in the gaming world, and one of those was indeed the Sega Saturn emulator being found on the Switch. Now, I did my proper preparation for that topic by simply Googling that phrase, Sega Saturn Switch, and I stumbled across an article which stated the information that I gave you last week. Fun fact, not once did that article mention GBA Temp. I'm not going to throw shade at this website, but just so you guys know that GBA Temp was not mentioned in that article once. And the only way I found out about this coming from GBA Temp was from a fucking MVG Modern Vintage Gamer video. Shout out to MVG for repping GBA Temp, by the way. Oop, oop. Yeah. And so then I asked Ari, why wasn't this posted on the front page? And it turns out that since we got this update on the website, some things haven't been working properly. And one of those things is promoting user posts to the front page. And by the time that was all like being dealt with, so much time had passed since that emulator being found, being developed properly, being exploited, that creating like a front page thread about it, it just didn't fit in like
the news cycle.
Yeah, yeah, precisely. So that's why it wasn't posted. That's why we didn't see it. But now we have come in prepared, ready. Steven, I know, did a lot of work on reading up how this emulator works. I think he even got it running, and now he's going to give us his review on this emulator found by Lizreal 2401.
So you put the Sega Saturn ROM into the emulator and then it runs. You just put the ROM on the root of your Switch's SD card and the ROM will find it. I mean, the emulator will find it, and it turns your Switch into a Sega Saturn.
That sounds legit to me. I can't believe that nobody's sort of noticed this before. It's actually interesting because Steven was the one who found this out in the first place, right?
Yeah. I was the GBA temp user that found it. We should find the actual user and give him credit, or it's just going to compound the problem of us not knowing what the fuck is going on.
So it's funny. It was found by LizReal2401. So shout out to LizReal2401 for finding this thing. And it was further developed from what I understand by Levine91, who made this pinned post in the thread where he details how to use this. And he even has a interesting compatibility list here, which is pretty cool. So he's tested out all these games, and the community has been testing out games. And one thing that I said incorrectly at the time was that this emulator wasn't exploitable yet, which means that you couldn't use ROMs for it. Turns out I was completely wrong. It's pretty much a well-working emulator. It's based off of the SSF emulator. So it's a branch of that. So it's not built up from the ground up, but still, it's pretty interesting stuff. And from what I see, a lot of games are running perfectly on the system, with the only issue being input lag. There's a little bit of an input lag, not just with all these other games, but with the games that this emulator came with, which is Cotton.
Yeah, the ones that were like officially, for that real release of Cotton, yeah.
And that's something that a lot of Sega Saturn emulators have an issue with, from the ones that branch off from the SSF emulator. So that's like just like an inherent flaw. I wouldn't even say it's a flaw. It's just the way the emulator works, really, because you can't really, you know, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I'm not a emulator developer. I don't know.
A Saturn gamer.
But we apologize for that misunderstanding that happened last week. It sucks. I'm sorry.
I think we should clarify, too, that the thing about not being able to promote to the front page is true. We also didn't promote it to the front page because there's no games for the Sega Saturn. We didn't think anyone would care about an emulator for it. Sorry. That was our bad.
Yeah. Well, speaking of emulators and for systems that actually have games... RPCS3 has hit an incredible milestone. Now every single PS3 game is bootable on that emulator. Isn't that something? Wow. Good job to the RPCS3 emulator developers. Not the one guy who's
working on RPCS4 one.
Yeah, not that guy.
He's working hard on getting the vertical green bar to join the horizontal one he already has.
Yeah, I heard they're going to add a red one and then a blue one, and then it's going to be like an entire pixel.
Ooh, I like that. So basically, we should say up front that it's not that every game is playable, but it'll boot in some form or another.
Well, so it wasn't even that they pushed an update that just instantly made everything compatible. It's just that they had a compatibility list, and some of those games, they were just... written as no information available for the compatibility of those games. It's playable in-game, intro, loadable, and nothing. So nothing is at 0%, which means that at least all of the games, all PS3 games, are now loadable. Some of them, like only 19%, no, 0.19% are just only loadable.
It's only six games are only in the loadable.
Wow.
So that'll probably be gone pretty soon.
That's incredible.
And 6% games just go to the intro and don't make it past the menus. So that's probably like 186.
Yeah.
But this is the fun part. 30% are playable, I guess, but you can't finish them because they might have like some serious glitches or just poor performance. And that's around 987 games. But 60% of PS3 games on this emulator are playable and you can finish them.
That's pretty crazy, honestly. Especially because the PS3 is notable for having the weird cell architecture that, like, even porting PS3 games is harder than normal. Developing them in the first place was harder than normal. So emulating them, I'm sure, is a specific kind of nightmare.
Yeah, so this is like a really good achievement. Like, not this specific thing. That this is an achievement, but overall, this emulator, this is a pretty big achievement in the emulation scene, I'd say. Steven, can you tell me Metal Gear Solid 4? Can I finish that?
Let's find out. I got the compatibility list up right here. I did not look that game up specifically. Let's find out.
Like last time I checked, they got just past the intro.
A few months ago, I believe, there was a group of people working. They put a group together to bring back the Metal Gear Online from 4.
Yeah.
And it was running off of a modified version of RPCS3 specifically for running Metal Gear Solid 4. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it could do the entire game yet, but they said that was something they were going to be working on. I haven't checked on that in a while. I don't know if maybe that's something worth looking into. I'll see if I can find that. Oh, fuck. This list isn't in alphabetical order. What the fuck? How am I supposed to find a game?
Maybe you can use the Control F function on Windows PCs. Shout out to Microsoft.
Well, there's 11 pages, and each page loads very slowly.
You know what's funny? Now that you mentioned Control F, the other day I was in court, and this is totally tangential, but I was printing something out from the computer, and the state's attorney walks by, and she's like, "Hey, can I print something really fast?" I was like, "Oh yeah, sure. Let me help you out with that." And I kept press Control P Enter because she was gonna like click on the thing, and click on the button, and click on the button. I was like Control P Enter, and she looks at me, and she's like, "You play video games, don't you?" And she started cracking up because I know his shortcut key. So then the next day, she's like, "Hey, can you do that magic thing?" I was like,
Now you're gonna be the guy every time they need to print something, like, "Oh, let's get Eric." Like,
first of all, state's attorney, we're enemies, so you're lucky I even helped you out.
Yeah, man, you should have held her up, not let her like make her print it the slow way. That could give you valuable time in the case. Yeah.
Well, she got up all up in my grill. She's like, "Yo, can I print something really fast?" I'm like, "Yo, we're friends." Yeah. What were we talking about?
Metal Gear Solid 4 being on the RPCS3, you can't finish it yet. It's still still only in game. But this was last updated in 2019. Maybe it's outdated.
Huh. I'm gonna try and find that group that was working on the MGO2 PC thing. Because maybe
by the way,
still working on it.
You were right. This website is so slow.
I know, right?
I hope the website developers aren't the same people who developed the emulator, because then that would have been, that would have been sad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of issues with Metal Gear Solid 4. What a shame. I wonder how my other favorite PS3 game is doing on the RPCS3. Uncharted. Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't work, you could just head out to your local movie theater later this year and see the Uncharted movie starring Tom Holland. I almost called him Tom Taylor.
How does Tom Taylor look? I bet Tom Taylor would be a better Nathan Fillion than Nathan Drake. I'm sorry.
Nathan Fillion? Did he try to say Nathan Fielder?
I think he was trying to say a fill-in for Nathan Drake and got confused with Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Drake. Tom Taylor, it doesn't seem to be like a real person. It seems like it's a story.
What? Tom Taylor is a comic book writer.
Oh, okay, wait, maybe he is. Yeah, so normal people probably know it for being a store, but you know Tom Taylor as a comic book writer. That's interesting.
I've never heard of Tom Taylor the store. This is blowing my mind, honestly.
It's like, even I know about them. Oh, Tom Taylor. Ah, it's Taylor with a Y.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not Taylor like the Taylor.
Yeah, this guy doesn't look like Nathan Drake.
No, does he look more like him than... Well, he doesn't look like 15, so he probably looks more like him than Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Have you played Uncharted? I know Eric has. Have you?
I don't own a PS3 or a PS4.
You own a PS3 emulator, bro.
I guess it's... I wonder if it's going to be... Oh, wait, I can't talk about that. That's illegal. That thing I did might have been illegal. I can't. Anyways, I wonder if I'm going to be surprised by how well the PS3 emulator works. Like, I was surprised by how well the Yuzu emulator works.
When you read that article about it on Kotaku.
Yeah.
Where they advised that you do that. Yeah, exactly.
And it's okay if Kotaku does it, but if I do it, suddenly... I have a class action lawsuit against me. That's
a class action lawsuit against you? I don't think you know what a class action lawsuit is, do you?
I am the United States of America.
Well, good for you.
Thanks. Okay. So I don't think this movie, this Uncharted movie is real. I don't think, you know what I mean? What? I don't think, no, listen to me. I think there's no creativity behind it. It's just a money laundering scheme. Think about it.
I like that theory.
Because who spent $200 million on this movie? I don't know how much it cost. Probably something like that. And you can't even get the casting right.
They couldn't even afford fucking, what's his name? Nolan North.
Exactly.
Like that, he can't be that expensive.
You know what? What's interesting? Here in Ukraine, we had this period where we were shooting films in Ukrainian, right?
Yeah.
And in order to make it sound more like filmic, I guess.
Yeah.
What they did was they dubbed the Ukrainian in Ukrainian movies into Ukrainian, but it was dubbed by Ukrainian voice actors who dubbed like American films.
Whoa. That's wild.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, what's the point? I guess just to make it sound like what Ukrainians are more used to hearing in movies? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's what I thought. What if, would this movie be better if Nolan North
dubbed over Tom Holland? Did you ever see Hercules in New York? It was Arnold Schwarzenegger's first movie, and they dubbed him over. This was like 1969. They dubbed him over with like this like very hard accented Brooklyn dude. It's pretty great.
What's interesting is this isn't the first time that Steven's talked about Hercules of New York on the podcast.
It isn't? I didn't know. No, I'd read it before.
So. I'm pretty sure you've mentioned it before.
Oh, I do like that movie. It's pretty fun.
Maybe it was outside of the podcast, but I've definitely heard you discuss it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I think the version that's available now has Arnold's original voice track. So that's fun.
There is no reason to watch that movie without Arnold's voice track. I'm sorry. There's no point. It's a shitty movie. It's really bad. It's not good. It's not a classic. No, it's great. It's as huge. Like, it's like The Room. It's that kind of movie.
There's a fun part where Zeus takes away all of Arnold's powers, but he's still like fucking 300 pounds of muscle. And then he just has to pretend he's weak. It's a pretty good movie. I like it.
What was that? Was it a movie or a TV show where...
It was a movie.
Where... No. Another Schwarzenegger movie, also from his early days, where he kills a woman in a rage. I remember the scene on YouTube. Like, she's like, oh, come on, show your muscles.
I'm very shy about it.
He takes off his shirt and then he poses and she starts laughing. Oh my God, you're like a gorilla.
What are you talking about? Do you know how much effort I put in this?
And he literally shakes her to death. I think that's what
I've never seen this. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome though.
That doesn't sound like it's from Hercules in New York.
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. The Greek gods were kind of fucked up.
Yeah, but yeah.
Speaking of the Greek gods, you guys can play God of War on the PS3. Well, I guess you can also play it on the PS2 emulator, can't you?
Yeah, well, you can play it on PC on Steam starting next year.
Oh, yeah, cool. Oh, yeah, you can play the new one on that. Yeah, so, yeah, you can get all the God of Wars on the computer, on your computer device. It's a pretty good series. You got to play them all before you play the new series. You got to play the old
you
ones.
You absolutely don't.
You cannot start with the new God of War. The 2018 God of War, you cannot start there.
I love how that started as a segue into a topic that we already covered. And then spiraled into a topic that's not even on the list, but it's still a pretty good topic to talk about. Yeah. God of War 2018 has been announced for PC and it's coming to PC in January. That's
exciting.
It's exciting and very surprising to me because this is another confirmation of that leak, that NVIDIA leak that happened some time ago. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the NVIDIA leak.
I need to pull NVIDIA leak up because
they nailed it. clearly.
Yeah.
Well, so does that mean that the Dolphin emulator will in fact be coming to Steam? And what else was on the list? I think New Super Mario Brothers was, or Mario Galaxy, something like that.
So what was the dude who mentions in GBA Temp about how Steven always mispronounces Mario as Mario? Shout out to that guy.
Oh, yeah, I just did it that time, didn't I?
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name, but I think it starts with a Z. So, hey, I'm shouting you out right now. I know who you're talking about. I'm thank you for listening. And it was Steven who mispronounces Mario as Mario. I figured it out.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
What were you talking about?
Okay, so I think Alan Wake Remastered was something that was leaked through that leak and then subsequently released. There's a very Demon Souls is in that leak. And also, you're gonna love this. Kingdom Hearts 4. Oh
boy.
The big one. Grand Theft Auto trilogy. That was leaked on the NVIDIA thing. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, the Alan Wake thing. So when was this leak from? Do you have the date there?
September. Yeah. It was mid-September this year.
Okay, because Alan Wake Remastered was announced September 7th.
Ah, okay. That's
so that had already been announced.
Okay, so, I'm just looking at an entire list of things. Okay. So there's a Bioshock sequel, Batman Arkham Knight RTX.
So, 2K has said that they're working on more Bioshock stuff. I think it was a few years ago, but they did say that. So it might be dead because they haven't mentioned it in a while, but
yeah,
that is something that they've talked about.
There's so many games that now that some of them are actually real, like some of these insane guesses, like Demon Souls coming to PC, Crisis 4. I don't even think that's possible. I'm pretty sure the original development team of Crisis went bankrupt after Crisis 3.
Well, someone must own the IP because they just released the remaster trilogy. So whoever owns that IP could decide to do 4.
Ghost of Tsushima, God of War again, Goat Simulator 2.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm still... Kauta's Kingdom Hearts 4 here even... Is that real? Like, did we
just... I don't think it can be.
Nobody announced Kingdom Hearts 4.
Well, nobody announced it. It's in the leak.
It's not... Nah.
It is. I'm reading it right now. It's literally right there.
Nah.
But I mean, the leak is such obvious bullshit, it's, though.
It is, but it said that God of War was coming to PC. The GTA trilogy was coming to PC.
Okay, but GTA trilogy had already been leaked through the Kotaku article, and God of War...
Kingdom Hearts 4 is eventually going to come out, but...
But it's not going to be called Kingdom Hearts 4. Kingdom Hearts 4 already came out, and it was called, like, Dream Drop Distance or something.
Kingdom Hearts 4 would have been called Birth by Sleep.
Ah, damn. Birth by Sleep.
So, the big one... I've been trashing on these leaks for the past couple of months. I've been saying, no, this isn't happening. Nah, GTA trilogy, nah, forget about it. You know, I have been doing that.
Yeah.
And I've been constantly been proven wrong. You know what else is in this leak?
What?
And something that's been leaked a couple of times already and rumored.
What?
Metal Gear Solid 3 remake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But again, people have been talking about that since the Pachinko Machine in 2018, I think, because they redid some of the cutscenes in the Fox Engine. So I don't know. So that leak is still just it seems like anything that has any amount of credibility is being corroborated by other sources and was before that leak happened.
Half-Life 2 remastered. What the fuck?
That's interesting. Valve did recently push some updates to Half-Life 2. They did some bug fixes. They added ultra-wide support. They made it more compatible with the Steam Deck by making it compatible with the, I think, the Vulkan API, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, they did that, yeah. But that's, again, to make it more compatible with the Steam Deck because it's running on Linux.
Yeah. But still, like, they did do stuff with Half-Life 2, you know. And it was more than just that. They did bug fixes. They increased the FOV. Options.
Your voice cracked. I heard it.
Yeah, FOV
options. Oh, they cracked the FPS counter. Goes up to 120 now.
I don't know. I'm still adamant that leak is bullshit. I just wanted to argue about the leak because it seems so fucking dumb.
Speaking about leaks, one of the games that was leaked here, or three games, was the GTA Trilogy Definitive Edition, and it was subsequently announced. And now, just a couple of days ago, we got a trailer for it, a gameplay trailer that shows the improved graphics. What do you guys think? Did you like it?
So, I did like it. I mean, the cutscenes from the first game looked a little janky, but honestly,
first game isn't in this one. It's only three.
Yeah, I mean, okay, whatever. Of the first of the trilogy.
Okay.
But it still looked really good. I don't know if I'll get them because I'm still planning on playing the trilogy on the PS5. I mean, through the PS4. Wait.
Yeah.
I don't know how to phrase it, but and I already platinum GTA 3, so I still got to do the two others. So I can't do the original GTA 3 and then the remastered version of the other two. It'll mess with my brain, so I have to play the other ones. But it does look fun.
Yeah, I agree. I think 3 in Vice City, the faces look really weird, and it almost looks weirder for everything else to be a little bit more polished and then have those like janky flat pointy faces, like, but I thought San Andreas looked really good. Actually, San Andreas holds up well. I mean, doesn't hold up, but the models look good enough that when you put polish on it, they don't look silly. And I mean, you know, they were obviously never going to look amazing unless they went in and did full remakes. I didn't expect that, but it still does look a little silly at times to have something that looks that janky, you know, be all HD and everything.
I'm thinking of more technical side of this because we've heard rumors that it's being completely remade in Unreal Engine. It seems more like, yeah, this is definitely something that's not possible in the standard GTA 3 engine. I can tell you from watching tons of videos of GTA modded, you know, into HD and RTX, whatever. The lighting, the models, that's not possible in the classic. Even the view distance, which is something that you showed, it's not possible in the old engine. What I'm thinking is that they somehow transferred all that code into a new engine. I'm wondering how much effort that took. And if that's like even something that's possible. Because the only thing that I know of anything similar was Demon's Souls. With Demon's Souls, in order to stay true to the original combat of the game, Bluepoint just took the code and just put it into their Unreal Engine 4, I think. So,
really?
Yeah, so that the movement, the attacks, everything is one-to-one as it is in the original Demon's Souls. Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Port it to Unreal Engine. That's what they say. I'm thinking, is this what they did here? Because if it's actually that easy to do that, is it possible we might see even more of these types of remasters and ports of older games? Is it possible we can see, like, I don't know, Skyward Sword in Unreal Engine 5. Not that Nintendo would put that much effort. But you know what I mean, because we're going into a new era of games where I don't think we're going to be seeing remakes of games that came out 10 years ago.
We're just going to be seeing ports.
Yeah, we're going to see these enhanced, like, slash ports, slash remasters, where it's brought into a newer engine with better graphical capability, I mean, and stuff like that. It's like not just a new coat of paint, but you also change out the wallpaper, if you know what I mean. It's not just an upscale. Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. I think we just need to figure out if this is something that's easy, because the two examples you can point to are Demon's Souls, and Sony will put a lot of money into their exclusives because it helps sell consoles. And this one, and obviously Rockstar has a shit ton of money, and Take-Two will put money into the GTA name because it can probably sell well. Now, I mean, you can make the argument that they've been ignoring all other single-player content in favor of GTA Online, so maybe if it was a huge undertaking, they wouldn't do it. But I don't know. There's not a ton of evidence yet that it is an easy process.
In terms of the looks, I don't like how Tommy Vercetti looks, his face. I don't think that's a one-to-one representation of how he's supposed to look. I don't feel it. But yeah, I'm okay with Claude. I'm okay with CJ, but Tommy doesn't look right. He looks kind of like a Fortnite character even.
I would really appreciate it, speaking of Vice City, if the good music came back, but it won't.
It probably won't. And not all these games, really. It's probably going to have like half of the songs.
Sony announced a new State of Play airing next week, which is basically their version of the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
And they said that the presentation will have licensed music in it. So if you're going to do video coverage or co-stream it or whatever, you know, your stream might get f***ed up. And so my first thought when I read that was that they're probably going to cover more. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say probably, but there's a decent chance they'll do more coverage on the GTA Remastered trilogy in that, right? Because they also said it's going to focus exclusively on third-party titles.
Well, it might be that, and it might be them presenting the new soundtrack for Horizon Forbidden West by the weekend.
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know.
It could be anything, I guess. Yeah, I was disappointed that when they started this trailer, they didn't start it off with CJ doing the, like, oh shit, here we go again thing.
They really should have.
Yeah, that was a big missed opportunity.
Absolutely.
They dropped the ball big time on that.
Steven, I think you should work at Rockstar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I can do that. That sounds easy to pull off.
Probably going to have to be, like, some kind of upper management position, but you definitely seem to be, like, more in tune with the gamers than Rockstar is.
Than they are.
I don't know.
Sure.
Again, just something I need to reiterate before we switch to the next topic. Don't buy this game. Don't buy this trilogy. Don't support Rockstar because their parent company, Take-Two, has an active lawsuit against independent developers or modders, whatever you might call them, who were trying to reverse engineer the source code for 3 and Vice City. They're suing them. So don't support that company financially because they hate people who love their games.
Yeah.
Also, Take-Two has a history of going out for modders a lot, especially for their older games. So if anybody remembers GTA Underground, yeah, that's gone. Guess why? Guess who took it down?
I'll give you two guesses. You can take two guesses.
Yeah, I think I've read that Rockstar actually had to convince Take-Two to kind of take it easy on the GTA modding community, and that's why they were able to do a little bit for as long as they have been. But Take-Two has kind of been ramping up.
Hey, being, I don't even have again, like, anything against Rockstar. It's mostly like Take-Two. Yeah,
they're kind of shitty.
I just hope that this remaster, it fixes, like, some glitches that were for some reason present in the other remasters. Let's not remember those because those were terrible, especially the San Andreas one, which isn't even, you can't even complete that game.
Is that that's the Android port, is it?
That's the Android port that was ported to consoles. Yeah.
Yeah. That one's, yeah, I've heard that one's really bad.
That's the one I'm going to have to play.
No, if you have it on PS4, that's the PS2 Classics version, which I don't know for sure, but I don't think that's the one Alan John's talking about. Because
Stephen, what's the one that you have?
The PS2 Classics one.
Okay, so I'm going to have to play the PS2 Classics one.
Okay, so I don't know for sure, but I imagine that's more based off the PS2 version than the Android version.
Yeah.
So you're safe. You don't got to play the shitty version that sucks.
Yay. Thank you, Stephen. I mean, thank you myself for buying it myself.
And yeah, no problem, buddy.
Off of my friend.
I got you, buddy. No problem.
Man, you know, I live in a valley. There's a lot of stars. I don't. Somebody else do the segue. I'm tired. I can't do this shit anymore.
Yeah, you guys eat any rocks lately? you like to eat rocks because my waifu from Stardew Valley sure likes to eat rocks.
How about chocolate covered rocks?
Oh, what? That's not an option in Stardew Valley. That would be cool if I could have chocolate in Stardew Valley.
Well, it might be an option in Concerned Apes haunted chocolatier or
chocolatelier,
whatever it's called. Which is a new game that he just announced. It's he being Eric Barone, the guy that developed...
Not Eric Zander, mind you. These are different people.
Yeah.
These are different people.
He was a solo developer on Stardew Valley, and now he's working solo again on a new game. It looks visually a lot like
Stardew
Valley, just like the art style and the UI and all that. Mm-hmm. And it's a similar kind of gameplay loop where you're running a chocolate factory, basically. So you need to like go out and collect resources and stuff like that and bring them back and make chocolate. But he says it's going to be more of a action RPG, and it's a haunted chocolate factory. So there's like ghosts looming around and stuff. So I guess it's got probably a little bit more of a somber tone.
Yeah.
Than Stardew Valley did.
Apparently it's not going to be like too spooky. I have mad respect for Concerned Ape, because not only was he a sole developer, he did all the music, he did all the art, he did literally everything in Stardew. Right? I don't think he outsourced anything.
He may have started when like they started doing, like, I think with the multiplayer update and like the further content updates, he got help, but he is still working on those content updates as it is. And he said for this game, the only thing he'll get help on is console ports and localization, which, you know, makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. But man, I'm pretty stoked about this too. I mean, as you guys know, like, I'm a pretty big fan of Stardew. I played it with my boys Steven and Jordan sometimes, or we did a couple times.
Boys,
we need to do it again.
I'm down for
Alan
that.
John's not invited still, but it was pretty fun, and I platinumed it, so I'm probably gonna platinum this too. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I am really excited. It's going to be good.
For some reason, Stardew Valley, it makes me feel the energy of the sun. And this,
what?
I just get the feeling that it gives me the energy of the moon, you know? Like, it's not a particular, you know, like that's such a deep way of thinking about it, and not just marketing PR talk. That's how I genuinely feel.
Yeah, that's something that Eric Barone wrote on the announcement blog for this game, and I'm not 100% sure what it means, but it's very I don't know, it's interesting.
It's artsy, and he's an artsy boy.
I honestly thought Eric was doing some kind of avant-garde segue to like his sun and moon playthrough of Pokemon or something. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, that's not even a topic on the topic list, man. You're just talking about Pokemon?
I am currently, as we speak, trying to organize my Pokemon National decks, and it's driving me absolutely bonkers.
Why? I thought you had the whole decks memorized.
Yeah, but like, I have the first two gens memorized. I'm not a Pokemon fan, by the way. But yeah, no, I'm trying to get a living dex in Pokemon Home, and it's hell to organize. Jesus Christ, Superstar. But I'm doing it. I am currently at number 327, which is Spinda.
Did you catch them all?
I did not catch them all yet. I am organizing what I have so that I can fill in the blanks.
Are you going to ask for help from your good old friend Dominic?
No, because I don't need any help, because I can get everything that I need through either Ultra Sun, Pokemon Go, Alpha Sapphire, Pokemon Shield. That's all I need. So shut up, Alan John. I will get everything. Oh, and also Pokemon X and Black, because yeah.
Do you have a Deoxys though?
Well, I do have Deoxys.
All right, just gotta make sure. Eric, if any of your Pokemon came in and they had a problematic name, would you rename them, or would you keep them named as they are in the decks originally?
I trade them off. I don't want anything with any nicknames.
What if it was named McCree? How would you rename it to something else?
I would just send. I get what you're saying, and I want to say yes. I would rename him to to Alec Baldwin, but
what
instead
the fuck?
I'm. But instead, I just trade it off and hope to get one that doesn't have a nickname at all.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Did we already talk about the McCree thing?
Yes.
About
that. We opened with that.
Oh, sorry. I thought we just did the Alec Baldwin joke and moved on, but I guess that is all it needs, isn't it? Sorry. Fuck. I don't know. I did, like, Blizzard put out this little statement about the McCree thing where they gave, like, it seemed like they were almost given an in-universe explanation for it, where basically they were like, oh, this cowboy rode off and he left behind everything he knew. And then he realized he had to change because he was bad. And then he rode off into the sunset and came back. So like in-universe, did the cowboy McCree get canceled? Is that what happened? Like, did someone find out he was being bad and then he rode away and came back with a different name and hope no one recognized him?
That's exactly what they're trying to do.
It's pretty awesome.
Let me just read this. It's right here. So it's kind of weird. It's like a video, but it's just a still image with some particles. So, okay, A minus for that. Really, that's not good.
A minus is a high score.
I mean, it's a good image, but it shouldn't have been a video.
Is it like a GIF or is it a video?
Because
it
sounds like it would just repeat. It's with that's sound, really weird. I think. No, it's no sound. It's just a fit. Okay.
No, I thought, isn't it just a GIF?
Okay, anyways. So weird. Here's what it says. The first thing a renegade loses is their name, and this one gave up his long ago. Running from his past meant running from himself, and each passing year only widened the divide between who he had been and what he had become. But in every cowboy's life, there comes a time where he has to stop and make a stand. To make this new Overwatch better, to make things right, he had to be honest with his team and himself. The cowboy he was rode into the sunset, and Alec Baldwin faced the world at dawn. Damn. That's, I don't, what, how am I supposed to interpret that? Like,
I don't know. It's really weird, isn't it?
I feel so bad for Alec. Oh my God.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
I was reading something related to that story. Apparently, back in the 80s, there was a dude on a TV show, and they were having a lot of delays in filming, and he got frustrated and was like, you know, people are like, oh, just kill me now. He had, like, his prop gun there, and he put it up to his head and, like, pulled the trigger to pantomime his frustration and didn't realize that firing a blank into your own skull will kill you.
I like how you used the word pantomime.
It was good to use the word, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I was proud of that one.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I only know big Latin words.
Because of your lawyer time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, do you think that's what happened to the original McCree? Did he get shot with the blank?
Good night.
And now Cole Cassidy is back.
Good night.
All right, bye everyone.
Right, bye everyone. We did it. We did it, Reddit. We did it. Oh, download Brave browser.
Download Brave Browser and support us on the Brave Browser.
I like that remix. That was awesome.
I need money.
Thanks. Download Brave Shadow Legends.